What's up, everyone, and welcome back to our Slabstock Sundays episode here on the Slabstocks YouTube channel. PWCC Weekly Auction number 112 is tonight with tons of different big cards and small cards that are really cool ending on the auction. So once again, thanks for coming in another episode here with our partner PWCC ending another auction tonight. And Julian back in the house for another episode. Julian, how's the weekend been? Last regular season college basketball game of the year was today.
Yeah, it was interesting. Let's just say that. Yeah, the score itself wasn't terrible. If you just look at the score, it's like we kept it fairly close at away at Purdue, top team in the nation. But yeah, for certain reasons, I'm not going to talk about certain stuff. But yeah, last game of the season, let's hope that we head in the postseason with we don't have a ton of momentum right now, but with some good energy. Let's say that. Good energy.
Some good energy, and hopefully make a few more threes. Maybe we can actually win a game in the Big Ten tournament. I'm not too hopeful, and honestly, this is a time when I'm going to use the Slabstocks Julian model, going with no expectations. You can't be disappointed, because I feel like I have to be at that point with the Badgers right now. Yeah, I mean, hey, I didn't realize how bad we were at Purdue. I mean, I know winning on the road is always tough, but 5-43 now all time is pretty atrocious. But always hard to win in, you know, top Big Ten team atmospheres, and even bad ones too. I mean, Michigan we lost to this year, so Rutgers also.
Yeah, I've kind of lost track of all the teams we've lost to just because they haven't been super great. But
too many recently.
Onwards and upwards.
Heck yeah. At least we'll make the tournament because of some early season success. So DJ Quicksilva, good to see you. Oscar, good to see you too. Anyone else in the house, feel free to drop some comments and say hi. And we have got some review going for this auction on different autograph cards. So in a little bit, we'll be looking at autograph cards ending in tonight's auction. It's always fun for myself to look at autos because I'm a huge auto collector, and there's some really huge ones in the auction tonight. We'll be covering other pieces tonight too. We'll just do about 15 minutes or so of some autograph hunting and looking in the auction. Then Julian's going to share his top five cards ending in tonight's auction. And then we will get on with the extended bidding window closer. So if anyone has anything for sale tonight in the auction, though, that you want us to highlight, please feel free to drop a comment now or a little bit later in the stream. I'm happy to look up items in the auction and help share out stuff you've got selling and do different highlights for your cards. I'm always love involving you all who watch these episodes every single Sunday. And I hope you all enjoy being here. So let's hop in. And let's take a little peek at some of these autos in tonight's auction. This is ranging from all different years. Normally, we're predominantly focusing on post 2000 cards, but there are some pre 2000 autographs. Ones that are pretty close, obviously, to the year 2000, because autographs started around, what was it, like 93, 94, 5, 6, somewhere in that range. There are some pretty cool ones. Actually, that's maybe a 97 or 98. Ending tonight, and obviously you've got the modern ones ending up here at the top, the Burrow and the Ohtani, but there's a huge exquisite limited logos of Kobe ending tonight. And for those of you who have been here in the past, sometimes Julian and I play a game where we kind of have like a little like snake draft that we do, where we go through and we look at the three cards ending in a specific row and we each get to pick one. And we're gonna do that same thing tonight and just scroll down the auction of the favorites I put out there for all the autos in the auction, and we'll see which ones we get to choose, and we'll share why. And then I want you all to maybe give a little shout out on who had the better pick. So we're going to skip the first row just because the prices are so drastically different on these. Like, one's a $25,000 Kobe, the other's a $6,500 Tani. I feel like price tag sometimes brings in some bias. So we'll just start in the next row here. And we actually have three football cards. So I think I'm going to have to do a little coin flip thing to see who gets a pick first, because I really want to pick first on this row.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, look at that. Very nice of him. So I'll go first.
He gets to pick. Butcher these, so there's no excuses now.
No, I got to take this one, man. The Randy Moss and Jerry. No. The Randy Moss and Jerry Rice dual auto PSA 10 1999 Stadium Club is one of the coolest I've actually seen in this auction. No Viking fan here at all, but can respect how good Randy Moss was. And it's not serial number, but there's only six PSA 10s, and have two of the best wide receivers of all time on the same card is super awesome. So it's at $57.50 right now, which is obviously expensive, but it's from pre-2000 and a 10 grade on that. It's a sick card, both on card. Big fan.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to pick that for some reason, so that's why I wanted you to go first. I was just gonna say that card is nasty. Obviously, you know, Jerry Rice is on it, so you probably knew if you didn't pick it, I was gonna go after it. But yeah, I've actually never seen that card before. I mean, PSA pop 1/6 in a 10, so it's obviously pretty rare, but obviously I've seen quite a few of cards, but never seen that one before. So good selection. Yeah. You're off to a good start. Usually you're not, but geez, this is going to be controversial, but I'll go to Patrick Mahomes just because, I know that Peyton Manning's a legendary card. I take like the fact that Peyton Manning's done as like a big point why I take Patrick Mahomes. You don't know what else he's going to accomplish. There is still potential room for his cards to grow, even despite what he's done so far. And the hobby just absolutely loves Patrick Mahomes. So from like a selling perspective, I'd probably take that. A little bit more risky, not as safe buy as Peyton Manning, but the people are probably gonna flame me for that one. But
I don't even think that we can argue that Mahomes is risky at this point, though. I mean, we're pretty much looking at one of like the three greatest quarterbacks of all time already, you know, and he still has a huge career to play out. Peyton Manning was obviously an amazing quarterback, amazing regular season statistic getter as well. And the only reason why I'd actually argue for the Peyton in this scenario is just because there's so many more Patrick Mahomes rookie autographs that were signed and sticker autographs and all these different ones that you can buy out there. With Peyton Manning, there's a very few limited amount of options, like Bowman's Best autos he's got, Bowman's Best, I think he's got the Contenders. He's got like an SPX upper deck thing, like, but there's not that many out there really. It's numbered out of 200, and that's like his base Contenders. Like, you know, he probably signed like 1,000 optic autos alone, you know? So like, that's the only reason why I'd argue for the Manning. Otherwise, like, you do have to remember, like, what are people buying today and what are people looking for today? And in most scenarios, it's not Peyton Manning. So I can't really fault you at all. And I think if this was anyone other than Patrick Mahomes that is playing currently, could probably be like, take the rare Manning. But, you know, pretty good selection there, I think, all things considered. And it's cheaper too right now, so. But yeah, either way, I think couldn't really go wrong with any of these in the end. Like three very nice football autographs ending tonight. So let us know, everyone, what card would you pick out of these three? If you could pick one of these for your collection, the Manning Contenders auto, the duel of Rice and Moss, and then the Mahomes optic on-card autograph out of 75. While you're talking about the Mahomes, I actually looked up the previous sales history on this. This is the first one to sell in nearly 2 years. The last one to sell was in 2022 in the summer. And we know that the market, you know, was kind of higher overall back then, and it sold for $6,600. So this is already selling for more than that today, nearly 2 years later. And the one that sold before that was 2018 and it sold for $1,325. And the one that sold before that was 2012 and sold for $260. There's only been three recorded auction public sales on Car Ladder for this dual auto, at least that I could find. You know, maybe there's other ones that I missed on accident, but pretty much, yeah, three sales, it looks like, of this in the past. Crazy.
Yeah, we got the nice stack of cards in the back there in the Slab Sox HQ. I'm thinking we pop out the Slab Sox black card, get this card on that little display. Boom.
Yeah, right. Very, very much so worth it for a card that I like. These three, but wouldn't buy for my PC. Let's drop $7,000 and stick it on the wall.
I say, yeah.
I know Andrew likes that one. All right, we'll go down to this next row here. We've got Julian picking first, and you've got the LaMelo Ball Contenders, non-optic Contenders, just Contenders, correct? I saw a PSA 10, a sweet Ohtani 10/10 patch autograph, and then a dual auto of Shaq and Tim Duncan, arguably, you know, outside of like the Wilt and Kareem, like the two most dominant big men of all time on one card. So dual on-card autograph, Stadium Club also, maybe someone's selling their co-signers collection, but let me know, Julian, which one are you going with?
Yeah, I got to go with the Shaq and Tim Duncan, just because like you pointed out, two absolute dominant big men of recent memory. I mean, you mentioned you can throw some other names in there, but they were just both explosive, kind of changed the game from the big man perspective. This card I've never seen before as well. So obviously it's really rare. I'm assuming there aren't
a ton of course it's rare. You haven't seen it. Of course it's rare.
Yeah, of course. And I'm assuming there aren't many dual autos of these two guys on the same card. So I think it's a pretty sweet card.
I would say there probably is not many dual autos of the two on the same card, because Tim Duncan didn't really sign a whole lot, honestly. And then he recently now signed for Panini again. But no, they got one in like 2002 Stadium Club, one in 2004 Finest. There's, and then this card. And there's like probably three, maybe four different cards that they signed together, which is not like pretty much none, you know, in the end, especially because they didn't make a whole lot of them, I'm sure. Pretty sweet. So like $3,000 right now. Whoever has these, I'm assuming it's from this. Generally, you don't see like these types of cards pop up very often. Two at the same time is definitely eye popping, but it's a sick one. I've got to go with the Ohtani. You couldn't catch me buying LaMelo Ball over either of these two cards like ever. This is a sick Ohtani. You've got the 10 card grade, the 10 auto grade. It's numbered off 10, three color patch with the armband going through the middle there. Definitive is one of the best high end top sets. I prefer Dynasty personally, but a really nice high-end top set. And, you know, he's probably the most talented baseball player of all time, if we're all being honest. And, like, he might not end up with the best career stats overall, but he's doing things that obviously we haven't seen before. So I'm going with that one for sure. Dude, this has got to be the worst roar I've ever seen in my life, so we have to do it. We have a James Harden autograph for $2,800 here. Impeccable. I don't know, man. I don't really understand how it's at that price. I'm not sure. I don't know if this to me, this screams like a $400 card. It screams like a $400 card to me, but people love those impeccable like number cards. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, man. I guess I could be wrong, but one sold for $1,350 like a year ago. And I guess maybe people are hyped up on the Clippers this year. I don't know what's going on there. So that card, you got the Tom Brady press pass auto and Sam Howell Nike.
I know what you're gonna choose.
Nike patch.
Is that an easy one for Aaron to choose?
Well, I think it's an easy one for anyone. You gotta go with the Tom Brady. I mean, how would you not pick
that's
Tom
not
Brady?
What I thought you were gonna choose.
Why would I choose either of those two? Sam Howell.
I really dislike Tom Brady.
Yeah, I do, but like, dude, look at the other two cards.
There you go.
I'm taking the Brady. I don't need to explain why.
Aaron loves Tom Brady.
That's not why, but I gotta take the Tom Brady. All right, are you for one of those two, my good sir? Try I'm to, I dare you.
Sam Howell.
You just have because, to, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one of one, so that's the first thing. Second thing is with cards like that, like say you don't know what his future lies. So like what happens if at some point he's thrust in the starting position for either the Commanders or for a different team? You list that bad boy, you don't know what you can get. We've seen time and time again where there's players, like random players that like have a decent game and their cards go absolutely bananas. I am very confused by that James Harden card. Like you mentioned, I don't know why it's that much, and I'm not a James Harden fan. So, yeah, I'd have to go with the Sam Howell just because it's the one of one, and I know what that can get in the market.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe they run with them for the start of this year, although highly unlikely. But
if they're spending a number two overall pick on, like, you know, Drake May or Jaden Daniels, I highly doubt that they're going to go Sam Howell. So I'm actually shocked that this is at $3,000. Like, I don't know.
What J.J. McCarthy? Come on.
That would be embarrassing. I really don't understand why this is even at this price today, given what has happened with their draft pick stats, the mock drafts, all that stuff. It just does not make sense to me. You would almost need like a Baker Mayfield like resurgence somewhere for this to even become close to this value, which is extremely unlikely, I think. Congrats to Baker Mayfield, by the way, $100 million contractor being cast off by the Browns, going through some, you know, trials at Panthers, and he's on the Rams for a little bit, gets that contract with the Buccaneers. So big congrats to him. And what happens if he turns into Mac Jones? I think that him turning into Mac Jones would be like best case scenario, like, which is basically him being a backup. There might be a better best case scenario I'm not thinking of right now, but I don't know what it is. What's up, Real Music? Good to see you. And Oscar, thanks for saying I'm not dumb. I feel very good about myself now. I'm Oscar approved from being smart. So thanks. So I guess maybe not smart, but at least not dumb.
There you go.
All right, sir. You've got this next pick here. You got Trout Gold Auto off 50, Zion RPA off 10. Dude, this was like a $100,000 card probably at some point. And then you got Peyton Manning, flawless at one of one. Are you going to pass on Peyton twice? Let's see.
I can't take the Zion. So it's between the two on the outside.
I physically cannot take the Zion. I
physically can. It would probably hurt me. It would hurt my soul. Can I ask, is the Peyton Manning like associated?
Is it associated? Let's see. You can ask. I'll allow it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Player worn. It's at least associated. Player worn use. Okay. It's not game worn, but it's better.
I mean, I'd probably go with this card, honestly. I think, once again, playing into the 101, but it's also a very sweet looking card. I like the way it looks. The game changer associated, you know, that's a plus as opposed to just some random piece of gear from who knows where. And then also, I mean, with the Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes comparison, like, obviously people are searching for Patrick Mahomes more, but there is a really large fan base of Peyton Manning, and you could find people to sell this for, especially like big Colts fans. And I know a ton of people in Indiana love them.
Hey,
Peyton Manning cards, but
don't forget about the Broncos. Sure. I know it's a Colts card, but lots of Broncos fans. True.
I was just talking because he's in the Colts jersey there, but I do like it. The dual color, one of one, flawless, nice looking card. Checks a bunch of boxes for me. I got to go with that one.
Nice. I mean, I too physically not pick the Zion. So I will go with the Mike Trout. Not by default, even though I actually would pick the Mike Trout here if I had the first choice. Bowman Sterling is one of, I think, it could be two rookie autographs for Mike Trout. He does not have many rookie autographs. He was a 2011 Topps update rookie. So his 2011 Bowman Sterling was one of the only rookie autos. It looks like it's on card. I don't think that this card is on card. So I put this behind the finest being the other rookie auto. It is a sticker indeed. But it's a really nice looking card. I actually think that's one of the better designs that Topps has had for different, I don't know, just over the years. I just always really like this one. I don't know why. But yeah, Trout, not much I need to say about Trout. Great player. You know what, hope he's healthy.
You know what my favorite part of this game is?
What?
Is Julian's like, oh, I love that card. Looks cool. Talks about a little bit about the player, and then you come in and you're like, well, this card is super rare because like half of them burned in a fire, and just like spread the knowledge and just like the rarity. And then I'm just like, oh, I was talking about how he's wearing a cool jersey in that.
You just flamed yourself.
Yeah, I did. That's fun though.
I like it. All right, let me just take a peek at the next one. I'm just trying to see what we're working with here. All right, we'll stick with this one. All right, I want to see what Julian picks after I pick this Giannis. So I got the first selection here. I'm going to go with the Giannis patch auto. How can I not pick a Giannis patch auto? It doesn't really matter what it's up against. Likely this will be picked across many different sports cards, everything. From flawless there, game worn out of 25. Sick card, sick, sick card. Bucks won today, finally. We won, lost two straight. Brutal loss to the Lakers on that was Friday night.
Dinwiddie
did have a very nice block, but D'Angelo Russell literally was Michael Jordan reincarnated on a basketball court. The guy literally could not miss. I know that like we probably could play a little bit better defense on him, but I don't know if I've seen a performance like that in a while. Like, dude literally just chucked up a three every single time. I was making all of them. Maybe missed one when I was watching.
Talking about trading him every week.
I know, bro. Those trade rumors fueled him. He's had insane stats since that. He averaged 10 points a game in December. 10 points a game. Now he's averaging like 25 a game.
Dude, I'm telling you. LeGM. Genius.
Yeah, seriously. So congrats to the Lakers on that dub with no LeBron. But a nice win against the Clippers today, although Kawhi and Paul George were out, which is kind of concerning if you're a Clippers fan. I don't know if they're actually hurt bad, but, you know, every year it's been like, can they stay healthy? Can they stay healthy? They've been relatively healthy this year, playing well, and now they're both out today. So, let's see it, Julian. What are you picking? Otani?
You didn't choose Giannis, right?
No, I did obviously choose the Giannis. Go ahead.
I'd go with the Paolo probably just because the resurgence with the Magic. I mean,
they're crushing right now, fifth
in the East, I think it is, fifth or sixth. They have been crushing it. Paolo is just like so good, and I feel like he doesn't get as much credit because he's on the Magic. But yeah, he's been putting up numbers. He's been helping them in a big way, and I think he has a big future ahead, and there aren't any like big red flags like injuries or anything like that. He hasn't missed a whole lot. So yeah, I'd probably go with the Paolo. I love Shohei, but that card in particular, I don't know if it's the most desirable.
It's not a rookie either, you know, so it's hard to really pick a non-rookie over a rookie contender's auto for Paolo. And the only thing upside about this card is that it does have his rookie, like this is the autograph he used on his rookie autos and Bowman Chrome autos and stuff. So he used it in 2019 for some of these cards, but it changed after that. A lot of people don't like his new autograph as much. Also, I want to point out that the patch auto here still kept a very similar autograph, a little bit more scribbly, but It's kind of like Giannis's auto, how it changed over the years. It used to be the really nice full-length Greek auto, and then it kind of changed into a GA and then more of now like a loop action. So, yeah, I would say that that Ohtani is a really sick card, but I'd probably lean towards the basketball cards in that situation as well. Wow, Kenny Pickett. I can't believe those at one time were like $8,000 cards, dude. It's just incredible to think about that, whatever it was, but maybe it's $5,000 for a 9.5 or something like that. We're not going to choose any of these right now, but I just got to point out, since I see it, got to be one of the worst looking cards I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's signed.
Looks like the shadows on the field.
Dude, it's like an acetate at the bottom, I think, and he signed it in blue ink. Like, you literally have to sign that in, like, silver ink. Or you don't scan. Like, I guess if you scan it against a white background, it'd show up. But I don't know. I'm not really a fan of actually blue ink on the clear acetate, just because they don't show up unless you literally put it against, like, a white piece of paper. Which,
yeah, I don't know. That row is whoever would choose second is in trouble. So, yeah, we can see that one.
Seriously. Trying to get to a good one here. Oh, here we go. We'll do this one. I don't even. Do you have first pick here? I think you have first pick. Two Mookie Betts autos and then John Cena.
Was that it?
Yeah, I picked Giannis. So you got two Mookie Betts here, and then you got a John Cena gold prism auto.
I mean, I'll take the John Cena. That's kind of sick. Even though I can't see him, but
yeah, I mean, where is it?
I mean, the WWE cards have kind of popped off since that. Well, I don't know the first year it was that they released it.
Well, I remember they released in 2021, I think it was, and then they went berserk. Actually, it might have been this set, and then they crashed like crazy. Like, the boxes got up to like $1,000, probably like $200 boxes now or something.
Yeah, and I'd say a big point for me is it's one of those guys where he's recognizable to non WWE fans, like The Rock. I mean, John Cena's kind of similar career path where now he's big movie guy.
He's good at movies too. I like
him. He's pretty funny, and most people recognize him. So, not the biggest baseball guy, so I'd probably skip the Mookies, but I do like John Cena.
All right, well, you ready for this, Julian? So I dropped the card knowledge with the Trout. Betts is
off. I'm ready for the card knowledge.
Mookie Betts might have the rarest Topps autographs out of any superstar in baseball. So he only signed cards for Topps in 2014 and 2015. Starting in 2014 was the same year he had his Bowman Chrome first auto. He became a rookie. He signed like maybe it was like four rookie sets, barely any, just like Trout, because he also was a 2014 Topps update rookie. And I think that the only on-card autos are the five-star on the right and then the Heritage High or the Heritage Real One autograph. And after that, he signed like a few sets in 2015, his second year, and he hasn't signed since. He hasn't signed in all these new sets of Topps releases today, which is kind of a shame, you know, for Dodgers collectors and Mookie Betts fans and stuff like that, that you can't pull any of the autographs of the cool new sets of the logo band and all this different stuff. But it does make these cards extremely rare and desirable. And this actually right now is over doubling the all-time high sale of this card, which was just this past October for like $350. This out of 20 PSA 9 with a 9 auto is at $675 or whatever right now. Post buyers, or it's like $750. So that's a pretty sick card. And it actually, I got the entire idea for this autograph thing off of that card right there. So I wanted to find it to talk about it. Just because I knew that he didn't sign many, and there's actually both two of his top rookie autographs in this auction right here between the Sterling and the five star. I'd rather have the five star since it's on card, but Sterling also very rare too. So there you go, Julian.
More info. I mean, here I was going to say I liked it because it had gold ink. Yeah. Is it because he has like a licensing agreement with someone else?
Or? So he actually didn't sign for a long time. I don't even think he signed in. So he signed in Panini also in 2014 because they released an NT set. But I don't think that he signed in like any of his other years with Panini. But he did end up signing recently with Leaf for whatever reason. So actually he did sign in 2016. I have no idea. He signed in 2016 with Panini. He did not sign after that though. So it's really odd circumstance where like he just doesn't really sign at all.
Yeah. You know? I don't know many athletes like that.
No, it's really, really, really odd, to be honest. I don't really, you know, unless he just doesn't want to sign, but he seems like he's a very like, you know, fan friendly guy. Yeah. So like, it's respect just
him. He probably has a ton of his rookie autos, and he's like, if I don't sign anymore, then I can sell these for a ton.
Yeah, he probably signed them in his rookie year, bought them all, and now he's holding out. So it looks like that U.S. Women's National Team just won the Gold Cup. So there we go. Thanks for the comment, Andrew. And I just saw that notification. Actually, Lindsey Horan's goal just before halftime has us win. So that's good to see. Go USA. And Cody says he signed in the Leaf bowling set. I forgot about that they released like some bowling cards and stuff. But that's pretty funny. I don't know if you saw it, Julian. I think he bowled a 300, which is like, what is that? That's like a perfect game. Like strikes every single time. Wow. Strikes in all 10 frames.
The real question is, does the Who Do You Think You Are I Am guy have an auto in that set?
Yes. No, they did. Wait, have you seen that? Dude, he did the inscription. It was a huge deal. He did the inscription.
Oh, that's sick.
He signed it with an inscription with that full phrase on it. And it looks like the ant just jumped out of the gym for nearly throws down wild poster dunk. So it looks like we're back on that Ja Morant near dunk hype right now.
I will say, though, that Jalen Green dunk, nasty.
You
know, talking about on Anthony Simons.
I didn't see it. No.
You haven't seen it from like yesterday or the day before?
No.
Dude, it was so filthy. So filthy.
I'm about to look it up. Let's see it. I am not seeing it. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh my dude, he floated. He looked like he climbed up a ladder while he was like in midair.
And it's crazy because normally I feel like the guy's just standing still and it's like a poster on him. Like he's running backwards, like and contesting. That was
crazy. That's pretty sick.
That was Aaron back in his prime.
Oh, for sure. Just dunking on people left and right. All right, let's do one more of these. Let's go find something interesting. Oh, the Dumbledore auto. Yeah, George Russell auto from 2021 in here.
Alpine make me laugh.
I know. It's a sick card, honestly. I like it, but, you know, Alpine stinks. So, very fun. Very fun times. Or do you see the Liam Lawson PSA 10 here?
I did. Potentially going to speak on it later, but
we'll stop.
Shame.
All right, let's move on to something that's maybe a little bit more affordable out there.
Darwin Nunez.
Lil Uzi.
Oh, yeah. And him.
Scrolling. Oh, here we go. This one. You got Jared Allen, Fallis, Mac McClung, and John Terry auto. Julian, I think I get first. Wait, do I get first? I get first pick here.
You get first.
Dude, if I pick against John Terry, just strip my Chelsea fandom from me. John Terry, baby. Auto PSA 10 purple.
Interesting.
I know. He's got a lot of squiggly lines. I actually think that's Cody's auction. I remember Cody gave me a shout out for that one on our Fanatics live stream this past week. And Cody, here is your John Terry featured here on Slapsack Sunday. So there you go. I got to pick the John Terry. Chelsea legend. Big-time captain. There we go.
I'm surprised you knew he plays for Chelsea. Okay, moving on.
That's just wrong. All right, keep going.
I would choose the Mac McClung for the memes. The two-time slam dunk champ. Yeah, I don't really have any interest in a Jarrett Allen card. But
dude, he's good. He's good.
No. I know he is good. I'm not tripping Jared Allen. he kind of cracks me up because he's a very like he acts like a regular guy. Like he,
dude, I like dresses, it.
It's hilarious and like he's very like mellow and but he's so dominant on defense. But yeah, I'd go with Mac McClung for the memes. Take it in a PC, two-time slam dunk champ. Let's see if he actually gets an opportunity in the NBA. I don't think it's ever gonna come, but yeah.
I want to see how much this card sold for Raw way back when he won his first slam title. Dude, this card, dude, don't even tell me. You want to guess how much this card was Raw back when he won his first slam dunk title? Raw, not 10.
200.
Yeah, between 150 and 250.
I guessed it dead on. call me /Ducks Aaron.
That's good. No, it was good. Good guess. But honestly, nah, I'd take the flawless Jared Allen. What am I doing? I can't take a Prism sticker out of Mac McClung over that nice card right there.
You gotta go with Mac McClung.
Well, all right. I'm not. We need to get that. All right. Julian, I think we're gonna pass this over to you now, and let's do a little slapslash Julian's favorites.
Slapslash Julian favorites. We're starting with Sam Howell. I'm just joking.
he's got jokes.
I guess we can start with the Liam Lawson. What about the Liam Lawson first?
All right. Pull it up here. And go on, sir.
Okay. Liam Lawson, interesting case. Raced last year, stepped in for when Daniel Ricciardo broke his wrist, hand, I think, some extremity.
Yeah, that's really odd that, like, it went from DeVries losing his seat to Ricciardo injuring himself to Liam Lawson stepping in. All right, go ahead. I'll stop.
But he did really well in that AlphaTauri, which was not a great car. It's just another situation where it's a really good driver, but there's only so many spots. But I do think with the Red Bull, everything that's going on with Red Bull, at least one seat I think will be open. Who knows what will happen, but I think Liam Lawson will slot into either the, what do they call it now, Racing Bulls, into one of the Racing Bulls cars, or he'll be on the grid. After the performance he had, I think he'll somehow find his way in. Now, when he stepped in, this card was, I think, like, I was looking $200 to $300. So the second that happens, I think his cards will spike a ton. This is his first year's auto. It's not an F1 auto because he'll have a rookie auto, but that'd be far down the line even if he was racing next year.
Yeah, we wouldn't see that for like 2 years.
Yeah, I think anticipating that, it'd be a cool thing to look at. Not super expensive. Was impressed by him. Answering Oscar, I think what he did is like incredible considering how old he is, how much time he had with that car. And I know people are like, it's a Ferrari. You could stick me in a Ferrari Formula One car and I wouldn't be able to drive it like more than, I don't even know if I'd be able to move it at all. But it's just so impressive. You have an F2 race coming up and that's what your mindset is. And then all of a sudden you're thrown onto like the big leagues and to perform as well as you did and come with points. And yeah, it's something else, man. He's a legend. When we were opening the new F1 product, I said he's probably one of the top guys to watch for out of that F2 class because at 18 years old, it's just
you told me he was the top guy.
The top guy.
So I'm impressed. I'm impressed, Julian. I knew he was because of you.
Thank you.
And dude, the people trying to like say what he did wasn't impressive. Like, yeah, the guy's driving an F2, but like to do that and to withstand all those laps and like something you've never driven before, and obviously like holding off like serious drivers and stuff is insane. I thought that was insane as well. And I think the only issue is that there was a spike in his cards this weekend. Well, unless people are passionate about following him in F2, like he's not gonna be driving F1 the rest of this year. And probably for another couple of years, to be honest, you know? So like, I think that it's time to wait if you want to buy, but if you wait a few years, and also dude, that kid is like so nicely spoken. If you watch his interview, like just seemed like
Dad became famous over the weekend.
I know, but he just seems like the nicest kid. And like, he was always smiling in his interview and stuff and was funny. And I'm just, it was cool to see someone like take an opportunity and do well with it when like, dude, that's insane at 18 to step in and do that. That's crazy. I mean, the kid has license. He has license like 2 years ago. I saw a picture of him. He has license. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I think best case scenario for him, I think it'd be cool if he takes one of the Haas seats. Now, I don't know who they'd kick, but Haas, I said kick, like as in sour, huh? But I think Haas has shocked a lot of people with how like decent their car is, considering people thought it was going to be the worst. So I think if they could continue to have a decent car compared to like Alpine and some other cars, then slotting them in there would be a great like development thing.
Yeah, you say decent, but it's still pretty bad. Alpine just got that much worse, so they're atrocious.
Yeah. Just consider it. I thought for sure Haas was going to be 28-19 every single race.
Yeah, I'd have to say, like, I thought the same, and now obviously we see how bad the Alpine is. So hopefully they can maybe maybe they can improve their development throughout the year. But hey, at least that they wiped out their technical directors and stuff. So that made that was actually sounded very violent. They fired them. But go ahead, next card.
I'll talk a little bit about not specifically this card, but like I would, it kind of relates to this card. But there's a Caitlin Clark 2022 Chrome Auto PSA 9, kind of addressing the big news.
Oh, look what's ending next week.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that
for a second I thought that was ending this like tonight.
No,
how did I not see that?
I think I thought that Esplez pulled this and then bought it and then graded it, and now it's here on auction. I guess maybe that is what happened, but here it is. That's crazy. On card prime SIGs from this year.
Yeah, I'll change my answer to this. No, I'm just joking. the she signed with Panini was the big news of this past week. So I know it's just the base auto, the regular auto, but it's a first out of 2022. Now she's not going to be signing for Topps anymore. So I think the value is only going to go up, and she's just an amazing player. We've already talked about how great of a player she is. Won the Big Ten today after first quarter, I think, or first half, she only had 4 points.
Yeah.
Which is like everyone right away to the social media, right to the comments. Oh, she couldn't handle the lights. I mean, she's so good, and she proved it once again. I think the rarity with the signing with Panini, and I don't even know, like, with WNBA cards, like, if when that would happen, when they would come out. There's a bunch of question marks with that. So I think it only is good for her cards that are currently out.
Well, we definitely know that Panini is not the quickest when it comes to releasing sets. So I would have to say that we won't see probably a Panini auto that releases in a pack pulled set for a while. And there's only one more set releasing that features her autographs, which we'll be ripping on Wednesday. It's Bowman's Best University Basketball Delight and Hobby, but Delight is the one that we'll be breaking. And the product is absolutely insane. We've already had like 60-plus spots, I think, sell for Wednesday's show. We got tons of spots listed on Fanatics Live. So one of our breaks already sold out. Actually, not a full case break, a two-box letter, a random letter sold out. So we have plenty of breaks going down on Wednesday. It's going to be an insane set. Her spot is the most expensive in the entire set for good reason, because as you see, a base auto PSA 9 here, I know it's a first, but it's $430. Probably all the autos we hit of her will be out of 99 or less, and we should be hitting a bunch of them. She's got the most cards in the entire set. She has the most cards in the entire set next to Bronny, so we should hit a ton. And I really hope we pull the one-of-one patch autograph. I want to be the place to pull the one-of-one patch autograph so badly. It'd be awesome. So I'm pumped about this tournament for her. I think the Iowa women's team is the first one to win 3 straight Big Ten championship titles, which is also crazy to do. I really hope that they can make the final again this year and win it. Watching her play is super fun, honestly. Like, she's probably the best player I've ever watched. Maybe even like out of any, obviously like LeBron would beat her in a 1v1. Okay. But like, I'm just saying, like, in her given sport, she absolutely dominates. And yeah, she had a bad first half, but so have a lot of players. And she destroyed in the second half and overtime. And so did her teammates, too. She has some great teammates, which is why they're able to make the finals, hopefully, again this year, like last year. Couldn't do it alone, because there are some loaded women's teams out there. There are really some loaded women's teams. All right. Good one.
Pistons really use her.
Yeah.
So, moving on, I would go with... Okay, you kind of passed it. I'm sure you've seen it. The Russell Wilson 2012 Exquisite.
Oh, I did see that.
In the Wisconsin jersey, Wisconsin patch. Love the way the card looks. Love me some Russ in Wisconsin gear, as I'm sure Aaron does.
Yes.
Connection to Wisconsin and great quarterback play. We like that. We really like that. So that's one that stuck out to me. And if I had the Slab Sox black card, this one would be swooped up.
No, this is a sick card right here. He's got a couple Badger cards that they made for Upper Deck. They're really awesome, but Exquisite's always the best. And I don't have any Russell Wilson Badger autographs in my PC anymore. I think I used to maybe have one or two. I had a lot of Seahawks stuff at one point, but not too bad, all things considered. For Badger fans, probably one of the top cards out there, really.
True. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see where he goes, because I think there was a report that he was seen in Pittsburgh, which would be – I think it personally would be a pretty cool place for him to go, just because their defense is really good and they're missing that piece on offense, because the boy Kenny Pickett right now. But
I think that's the best landing spot for him. I think that's a team that's the most ready to win given the defense, and they've got some good weapons over there too and stuff, and I think that could be good.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, moving on. I can't not – so I have two left. I can't not talk about the Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage. Love me Game of Thrones. One of my favorite characters, if not my favorite character. Game of Thrones, season one, Otto.
I mean, yeah, that's big time.
Perfect.
I'm actually shocked that it's that low.
Yes, I am too. And now that you say that, I'm debating.
I think that I sold it like a season two or three at the National, like for like $400.
Yeah, you let me know how much the sales are on that, and I might
Well, one sold the last time that it was gonna spike. Let's see. It looks like a PSA 9 only did 305, which is actually kind of surprising. That was back in August. So, I mean, this is definitely like a good deal to go after. I'd say, oh, there it gets a bid. Was that yours?
No.
Okay.
It was about to be.
It was about to be. Yeah, sick card.
Especially this when it's season one, just perfection. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Last card, I'd say another cheaper, but cheaper than this one. That's Brock Purdy 2023 Absolute Spectrum. I just love the way this card looks. Down. More. There you go. Center one. Nope.
You like that?
Yes. I do like it. Niners logo in the background. I think the colors are just super cool. Clean with the white jersey on. I have to pick up a Brock Purdy card at some point. It would probably be something like this where it's cheaper because I'm not spending $5,000+ on a National Treasures. But this is another one of those cards, another Absolute card that shocked me that I actually kind of liked, because last week there was the Buy Storm or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is super sick. Super sick. But 2 weeks in a row, I've been shocked in a pleasant way. So I'll probably go back to the way it was before next week.
Did you see the Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, the auto, right? It wasn't a one-of-one.
It was the same exact thing, but it was a black one-of-one auto, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you like it. I'm just saying it's the exact same card.
That's calling your name, Aaron.
No, it's not in the slightest. And yeah, Carpet Collaborative, I did share that pretty early. I'm sure that you weren't here maybe when I was talking about it briefly. I think I just have to look up Artbox or something.
Yeah, the Dumbledore is sick. Any of those Harry Potter cards.
Yeah, really cool. That thing's at 410 right now. But yeah, super cool card. I'm a huge fan of on-card, you know, TV show, movie, autos of like stuff that I'm a fan of personally, which obviously I wouldn't really buy the Peter Dinklage because I'm not a Game of Thrones fan, but it doesn't matter what you're a fan. I'm just saying these are on-card autographs, something like pop culture stuff that's not Leaf is like peak.
I agree. Especially shows that I just love. And even going into the non-autos, like the Disney sets, like I know you're big on that, but like we're going into entertainment, like stuff like that where there's the emotional connection, you know. I'm a sucker for that. And
And I was just gonna say from a rarity standpoint, like, you know, you don't find many autos of these people on licensed sets like that. Super cool.
Adam said he's going in on the Peter Dinklage, so I'll hold off. I was going to bid, but I respect Adam, and I want him to get it.
I respect him. Nice. There are a few cards that I'm in on right now. I was trying to win the Drake May Gold Auto PSA 10. I'll let you get to your next card. But
that was mainly – I think I did five.
Oh, nice.
I can do another if you want me to.
Sure. Why don't you go one more?
We'll go with the we're doing some cheaper ones today. It's just so switch it up a little bit. We got the Shedeur Sanders Orange Surge, which I think is a really nice looking card.
You like those?
I did like them a lot, except the thing with I was like allergic to pulling good players on me because I kept pulling the same like Mekhi Lemon or whatever. Like I kept pulling the same guys over and over again.
Don't forget about Vezina.
Yeah, Vezina, like I could not pull like a nice. I think in one of the breaks I pulled a Travis Hunter, and I was like, this is so sweet. But I do love this card, a cheaper option, and I know his stuff's gonna go pretty wild next season. Yeah. After the draft, this was the, I texted you, this was the per, you could not time the sale any better.
Like 8,000 on this.
If he lost, this card would probably go for, I don't know, a couple.
Dude, it was at like $1,500 this morning. I thought.
Yeah. That's
insane. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah. That thing's on a massive run right now. That's insane. That thing was not nearly that much earlier, but yeah, big card obviously for him. And I know he has like 2018 Topps Chrome stuff, which is like his first cards from Topps and everything like that. But obviously people, you know, high-end collectors kind of go kind of crazy over their selecting prism blacks and stuff like that. But dang, that's a wild price in there. That's like $10,000.
Yeah. And we were texting, great performance by him last night.
Yeah. Yeah, he dominated, entertainer to say the least.
Aaron said he'd get his hair like Suga if.
No.
I need to come up with something that we have to do. I didn't even have.
I was gonna say, yeah, you weren't on top of it.
If he doesn't guess the person's name tonight, he said he'd change his hair like that.
No, didn't say that. Miguel Vargas, man, yeah, his stuff is definitely tanked. I know he didn't really have a great season with the Dodgers.
What's up with that? Did that game happen with the prospects yet? Like all the prospects?
No, that starts this week. And I just heard in my live on Fanatics that basically it's like teams that have their top prospects play like in all different locations. So it's not like at the All-Star game, they do like a futures game for baseball where it's like all the prospects combined in one game. This is like all the teams' best prospects playing against each other, I think. Yeah, so it's a little bit different than like
maybe that's like an all-star type game.
Yeah, but they already do that. So no, it's not that. Because I was like, oh, is that just like a repeat then of like what we see at the in July? But I guess it's a little bit different. I know Vinny's in here. Vinny, hey, I know Vinny's actually going to it, I think. Vinny, give us some explanation here on the future stuff this week or next week, whenever that is. I'd love to hear. Bro, how can you put a one color patch into a Joe Burrow RPA? That's tough.
And it's not associated, I'm pretty sure.
It's got a little napkin on it.
Yeah. So that's why when you had the row of them, I was like, I'm gonna go in on this card, but
yeah, that one's the not yikes. For me.
It's a big straight off the kitchen table.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, they call it player worn if it's player worn in the NM Panini. And if it's not player worn or game worn, I would assume that we don't know. It's the team's top prospects versus every other team's top prospects of all levels. So yeah, that's dope. That's actually super sick. Oh no,
I have to read Peg Junk's cornrow. Aaron might be a vibe.
Definitely not a vibe.
Would be.
I completely botched bidding on these Rhys Hoskins cards. Now I'm really sad.
Also, can't forget about giveaway. I thought that's what you were about to say, but.
No, I just completely botched bidding on some Rhys Hoskins cards, but maybe it's best for me just to save my money right now versus all the different PC items I've been buying. Dude, this red sapphire is so sick. Look at this thing.
Ooh.
Oh, he's a new Brewers first
base. He went yard in one of the games.
Great. And the variation auto of 25 PSA 10 for $80.
You're going crazy.
I don't know how you get it.
Oh, you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. That's why I'm mad.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, major L. all right. Well, that's fun. That was like the last thing I was going to target personally. So I guess I'm just taking L's all over the place tonight. I'm not going to win the Drake May, I don't think.
Good for your wallet.
I don't think I won anything tonight even. Wait, maybe I won one thing. I threw a bid in really early on something. Oh, no. It looks like I lost that too. Oh, wait. No, maybe I didn't. Oh, no, I actually did win something. I want a Corey Seager rookie PSA 10 SP I found. All right, but I do need to go and find, you're right, the giveaway. So I'll go do that now and try to forget about my losses here, my lost biddings.
Don't give me that. You've had so many winnings the past few weeks.
Yeah, I did. There was some fun stuff. All right. right.
Ooh. That Lewis kind of nice.
Lewis is pretty sick. Speaking of cornrows, he's got some cornrows on that one. All right, let's see what we got here ending tonight for giveaway. Little Ant-Man stuff. Jalen Carter Silver.
Is my gal Elizabeth on the horse, wooden horse? Is that an option?
Princess Daisy. Do they call her Princess Daisy? When she is, right? Daisy? No,
but yeah, I think we're going to say Princess Peach.
I was close to until I didn't. Daisy.
Yo, that's fire.
I need to get the cracked ice Daisy.
Cracked ice Daisy.
I'm that's dropping fire. A bid.
I like that.
Yes, I'm in the lead. Get a little bit higher on that. All right. Oh, dude. I almost lost it earlier. So I'm going to bring it up again and try to calm myself down. Across the Spider-Verse didn't win Best Animation of the Year.
Yeah, because that movie's kind of buns.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Go look at all the reviews, and you'll find out that you're on an island by yourself.
If it's in terms of, like, animations itself, then
that's
crazy. In terms of story, kind of trash. But, like,
the story was great. You're just, like, pointing out one small thing that makes you mad.
Oh, my God. We're talking about it. It's a perfect movie. It's not a good Spider-Man movie. Terrible Spider-Man movie.
See, that's the problem, is that, like, you're this guy who just, like, is obsessed with, like, this character is, like, supposed to be.
But it's not, like, supposed to be. It's, like, the root of who Spider-Man is. That's who he is, and they just completely disregarded it.
Dude, this is, like, a completely different series. Give it a break. It's not Peter Parker. It's not even Peter Parker.
It's like making a Batman movie and he uses guns and kills people.
Batman's the same person. Isn't it the same person throughout?
Well, no, there's different types of different Batmans.
Well, I know that there's different types of series, but is there, like, what's the name of, like, the Batman that was, like, in, like, the TV show? Is that a different name than, like, what isn't, like?
No, like, Bruce Wayne is Batman, but then there's other people who take the bat, like, that helm, like.
But it's
kind of like Miguel O'Hara, like that.
But that's not the main character in the Across the Spider-Verse.
No, I know. It's just kind of. It's not. They're not all okay. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Either way, backing up is that I haven't seen the movie that won, so it's hard to actually be super mad without seeing it. It was Boy and the Heron. You ever hear about that?
No. I just know I don't watch the Oscars because most of the movies that win are pretty boring.
Yeah, I don't watch it either, but the Boy and the Heron got, like, pretty high reviews. It got 97% Rotten Tomatoes.
This is the one that I think Robert Pattinson, like, the voice actors were, like, crazy.
Bale, whatever his name, what's his first name again? I think he was in it too. So, like, I Real Music said that he's pretty sure they're all Bruce Wayne. So, like, that's the difference between the two things, is that I get it if it was
I know it's not exact. Yeah. You're saying,
but
Julian
just needs to get mad. Julian just needs to get mad over something. He needs to be mad.
I'm getting mad because, like, they portrayed it as all the Spider-Man were okay with an innocent person dying. That's not who Spider-Man is. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's okay to be upset about that. But the movie was excellent. It was an excellent movie. Oh, he's getting chirped by Carver Collaborative.
I'm surprised more people didn't, like, get mad about this.
There was like, barely anyone.
With great power comes great responsibility. Like, if you told any Spider-Man that someone was gonna die and they're just like, oh, it's gotta happen, like, that just,
you see, but you have to, like, know
Oscars, I think.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the Oscars.
I told my mom, I said unless there's someone getting slapped, like, I'm not
no, I didn't watch a single second of it. I don't care about the Oscars either. And the only thing I cared about didn't win. So now I definitely don't care about looking at anything. The only thing I point out is that the thing dying and stuff, it came after, like, they showed the timeline of all the different stuff. Like, it came at the end of all of them trying to save him. So it could just be a new revelation that they had to let that person die to let the Spider-Man stuff play out. Julian, I know that.
Aaron and I will watch that together.
No, I heard this was, like, the worst rated superhero movie, comic based superhero movie of all time.
Yeah. I think most people are watching it for the cast.
Yeah, but in the end, I mean, not great.
I'll probably end up watching it just because, like, yeah, and if as a Spider-Man fan, if Into the Spider-Verse or whatever it's called got a little bit on my nerves, then I'm sure that movie will really.
I don't think it's from. It's not from like Marvel though, right? It's like a Sony produced thing.
Well, yeah, but it's Marvel. Like basically, Sony owns the rights to like a ton of different Spider-Man characters.
Yeah, right. I know that.
And like Spider-Man as well, but they were collabing with Marvel on the Spider-Man movies. So like they're making these like separate offshoot Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man.
Okay, I feel you on that, but I felt like that the marketing was so poor behind it that there was like nothing behind it to a point where I didn't even think it was like a Marvel movie because they barely even tried to promote it at all.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Maybe they just knew it was a flop from the start and they didn't want to go any deeper. Okay, back to the cards though. I know we kind of got off on a mega tangent there. So this Blake Griffin gold right here, numbered out of 50. Wait, I need to make sure I'm getting a giveaway. I forgot why I was even bidding on. Oh, the Daisy cracked.
Daisy.
Oh no, am I still? Wait.
No, someone didn't.
Oh, no. Wait. No, we might be good.
Okay.
Oh no, I might win it here. Okay, so hopefully we get it. But this Blake Griffin right here, I was wondering like. You know, this card right here, I know I'm not comparing him to Steph Curry, but the Steph Curry, like the gold out of 50s of the top rookies in 2009, even like James Harden and those people are like insanely expensive cards. I was like, this card had to have been more expensive in 2011 than it is now, or like 2010, somewhere around there. And there was a BGS 9.5 that did 1,125 in 2011. We all know how much smaller the market was in 2011 than now. Wow. So, you know, it's 675 now, which is pretty much selling just based off of what he's done in the past, clearly, and like the fact it's a rare card. But
he's on the Celtics still, right?
No, well, is he?
No, he's not.
No, he's a free agent right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Dang, that's crazy. But either way, I mean, his peak was crazy. Like social media was as big as it is now back then, and it was still something back then, dude. We would see Blake Griffin highlights like 10 times a day on our Twitter or Instagram feeds.
Yeah,
like no question about
He was committing crimes on the court with some of those dunks.
Like the dunk on Kendrick Perkins was so disrespectful.
Gosh, him and DeAndre Jordan, like that entire team would just like throw it up and just like watch him do something. That was crazy. I love that team and watching them.
100%.
It's a shame that they couldn't make anything out of it.
All right, so I think we got the Daisy locked up as the giveaway, everyone. So we got a Daisy Daisy cracked ice going out to someone tonight. Is that Sean O'Malley done? I think it is.
9.9.
It's done.
That's what it sold for.
9.9K, 10 grand. That's crazy.
That's
wow. That's nuts.
I wonder if that the highest sale, probably.
I know his orange rookie auto used to be like somewhere in the dude, I agree, Carver Collaborative. Yeah, he's absolutely waffling over here, dude. It's an amazing movie. I could watch that thing like a week straight every single day.
No, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just not like a good Spider-Man movie, if that makes sense.
See, but you're like way too deep on this right now. Like you're just going off the rails because you're a Marvel freak.
No, I'm not even trying to be like one of those like Marvel snobs.
Yes, you are.
It wasn't exactly like the comics. It's more so like
he's not even calling you by name anymore. Aaron's boy is tripping. You don't even have a name.
When it's like a pillar like of a character, that's like making a story about Aaron without cards. That was a perfect comparison.
No,
it's a staple in the.
No, that's like you call the movie Spider-Man and he walks out as a grasshopper. That's what you're trying to say.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, the point that you're bringing up is such a small thing in it.
No, it's not. That's who Spider-Man is.
He actually thinks that Garfield is.
I think Andrew Garfield's the best Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield peak, so good.
I need to go back and rewatch those movies. Those are the ones I haven't. I never seen Spider-Man 3, though, like with Tobey Maguire. I just heard it wasn't that good, so I didn't really have a big desire to watch it. Very cool red eye five from Tops from Star Wars. Wait, that's not even Galaxy. Oh no, it's Galaxy. Tops from Galaxy. Millennium Falcon. It's like a, it's almost like a toy box. Red eye five, PSA 10. Very cool card right there. For all of the Star Wars fans out there, and Austin Matthews is at 54 goals right now. 54 goals on the season, which is insane. He scored 62 years ago and became the first American-born player to do 60 goals. And he's not going to – I'm surely he's going to do it again this year. And I hope he gets over 70, but he'd have to go on a pretty crazy tear here to end the year, I think. But, yeah, his card's been popping off like crazy. Everyone's stopping their comments now because they're so disappointed, Julian. Dude, this Hulk Hogan card is so weird looking. Like, let's not get him in like any like action wrestling pose. Like, let's just get him like cheesing at the camera and pointing. He's like, I choose you.
Oh man.
Pretty funny though.
Yeah.
I'm just double confirming. Okay, I do have the peach, so have no fear. Yeah. Peach is no, not peach, Daisy. Excuse me. I keep messing that up. Oh. Daisy. We got the Daisy, no peach. That who is the American hockey goat? Well, obviously, like I'd say Patrick Kane at this point, but like Austin Matthews's career played out, it'd be hard to believe that he wouldn't end up being the best American-born player. However, everyone who loves their championships and ring arguments will definitely bring up Patrick Kane winning all those Stanley Cups, and they'll say unless Austin Matthews wins at least one, he can't be considered it. So we'll see. I think that like Austin Matthews will go down as the best American-born player, but maybe not the most accomplished from like a career perspective, because like the Stanley Cup is so important for hockey fans and just in general to the sport. Like if you don't win it, if he doesn't win that in Toronto or at all, you know, I'm not sure if how people will take that, and I think that they won't take it very good. By the way, Julian, I know you've never seen this before, but
no, I did see that. I'm happy you brought it up.
But you didn't see the painting before you saw the Pokemon cards. I know that much.
No, I knew the painting.
Yeah, you only know it because I showed it to you the other week.
No, I've seen the painting before.
Okay, like, so you knew what the painting was.
Yeah, I didn't know like my like name, but like I'd seen it before.
Okay, and then you saw
the Pikachu whichever
the Mimikyu is the one. Yeah, that you saw, the ghost one. But yeah, I actually personally really like these cards. And what's probably with
everyone using this like this painting in a card?
Well, you have to remember that this set has the Mona Lisa in it, has Starry Night in it. Like this is an actual set about paint, like famous world art. I think these cards are awesome. They're extremely rare. I remember looking up the odds at one point. I think it was like some insane odds to hit one of these cards out of Topps Gallery in 2022. The PSA 10s pulling over 500 right now. I think the Mona Lisa at one point was in like the thousands. I like them. It's got the rookie logo. I think a lot of people would kind of say gimmick, you know, like,
yeah,
you just put a piece of art on a card and then print it. It's not like that someone signed.
Yeah, like that painting itself, I don't have a problem with. That just like the Pokemon ones are freaky, like really freaky.
Julian, not a fan of the Pokemon ones. So he said the LeBron James of soccer. No, once again, that had to have been one of the single stupidest quotes I've ever heard on a reality TV show of my life. Amazing.
It's gonna follow him for the rest of his career.
He's like, yeah, Messi, Ronaldo, and then you have Christian Pulisic. So he's like the LeBron James of soccer. Yeah, pretty much. so ridiculous. We're at 9:51, so we're approaching 10 p.m., which means that these windows start to shrink down to 1 minute per for each card that you need to place a bid. Speaking of UFC or WWE and such, I know you're talking about John Cena earlier. This is the first Prism set. So it was 2022. So John Cena was from the first one. I think the black at one point did like 150 grand of this or something insane like that. And this is the gold at 6K. And I'm not a WWE guy, but don't get me wrong. Is that Steve Austin that he's power driving there or something?
Yeah, I think so, actually. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, yeah. Huge though.
The photos are really nice.
Yeah, you know, people go crazy for their first year golds or gold prisms in general. And Mbappe is that dude. Did you ever see that goal he scored that was in the Champions League a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, the near post.
Oh, so nice.
Dude, yeah. he's such a good, like, if you just focus on the field, such a good player. I can't overlook the other stuff, though.
I know. All that back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, and what shocks me is he still has the captain's band.
And they, like benched him at that.
He runs the club, but, like, at this point, when you know he's leaving, like, nah. John Cena on the Oscars, says Pat B. Is that? John Cena making an appearance everywhere. I wouldn't be surprised.
Seriously. I
do have a card I want to talk about if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was the Jackson Smith and Jigba Gold Kaboom. Which is this is a card where it's like, at what point? I know Gold Kabooms are rare and people love Gold Kabooms, but, like, I feel like stuff goes for way too much just because it's a Gold Kaboom. Like, is he a good receiver? Yes. Does he have potential? Yes. But, like, based off of what he did, he's on a team where DK is gonna, like, have all the reps. Like, and Baldwin's still on that team, right?
No, Lockett is. Baldwin's been retired for a while. Lockett.
I meant Lockett. But, like, I don't know. It just seems like I saw this card and I was like, that's a ridiculous amount of money. And it's horizontal too.
So he appeared in 17 games. All right. He had 628 yards and 63 catches and 4 touchdowns. Now, he is talented, obviously. And I really wanted the Packers to draft him. I'm actually, I was so mad at the time and I was, like, so done with the GM and stuff. And then he went ahead and proved all of us wrong that he is actually extremely smart and puts together great rosters and had an amazing young receiving core. So I don't care as much about Smith and Jigba anymore because I just thought that he was awesome. And now he didn't really do that well, but I still think I agree with you. You know, it's a rookie, and yeah, people go nuts for Gold Kabooms, but I think in a lot of situations, for every superstar receiver we see come out of a first or second round, there's also ones that fail, like Chase Claypool. Hot when he came out, terrible and flamed out now. And I'm not saying that he's going to be bad, but I'm not saying he's going to be bad because I think he is amazing or was super talented coming out of Ohio State and stuff. And yes, he did come out at the end of the season. You're right. I think he had that touchdown catch in that final drive from Drew Lock. And his footwork is crazy. So, yeah, I mean, good route running goes a long way. So we'll see. Just, I guess, with Julian, to interpret what you're saying, it's a lot to bet on a guy who just isn't there yet.
Mm-hmm. Gold Kaboom's carrying that card.
Yeah, would have to agree with that. There was an amazing. I just got to get to it really quick. Ken Griffey Jr. card that sold tonight. And it's jersey.
I knew you were going to mention this card.
And it's jersey number 2. Gilded, one of my favorite releases. 2 years in a row they released. I actually have the Yelch. I have the Yelch rainbow now from this year's the auto, back there on the wall, and the set's just amazing in hand and even in pictures too. Like, this Griffey Jr., in my opinion, was the best looking card ending tonight. It's got the throwback Mariners jersey on it. They use really good photography in it too, which is to me extremely important with cards. If I see a player that is, like, a great hitter bunting, like one of the Corbin Carroll draft cards, he was literally bunting in it. I'm like, who wants to own a card of Corbin Carroll bunting?
Like, he was on the yard with that bunt.
Yeah. Douche. no, this was an amazing card. I did a 210 jersey number, 24 out of 50, and it just looks great. 2022 is the first year of Gilded, and I love how that card looks. So congrats to anyone that bought that, because honestly, like, I know it's not like a autograph and it's a modern card and stuff, but seems like a pretty good price for a cool piece to the collection for someone.
Agreed.
Chad Johnson, forgot about him a little bit. Julian, now, who wins the title, Premier League title?
Who do I think versus who do I want? I think Liverpool's going to win it. And I think it was ingenious by Jurgen Klopp to say this is the final season when his team was, like, doing decent, but, like, to propel them, genius play. I think they've got something going for them, and that's I think it'd be a cool story, and I think that they'll be able to pull it off. Now, City always seems to come out of nowhere. You can never count them out, so who knows with them, but please just no City. Anybody but City. I can't take another year. Knock him down 5 flights and then they can't win ever again.
Can you hear me right now?
Oh, I was gonna be like, Aaron was not impressed by. I can hear you, I can't really see you. And you're like frozen. Yeah,
computer right now. You can hear me though?
Yep. You have the poses you like with
I'm not really sure.
Your hand on your mouth, and I was like, dude does not agree with my take. There you go. I think you're back. Wait.
Oh my. I'm back. Am I back?
But yeah. I think Liverpool's gonna win it all. But
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so weird, dude. The screen, like, everything went black. And then it just, like, all came back. That was really weird. I heard you, though.
There's a delay in between it coming out of your mouth and your mouth moving, but we can handle that.
Interesting. Really odd. Okay, well, hopefully it's fixed okay, itself here soon.
We're good.
All right, we're good? All right. Yeah, I think that that was really weird, like that video he released mid-season, you know. But they're probably going to win everything now. They already beat us in the
Chestnut Checkers, baby.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Klopp, you win again. So we'll see what happens. But I think Liverpool definitely, you know, they've been doing this with Salah pretty much like hurt the last like few weeks. I think not really playing a whole.
Lot of guys out. I was talking with my dad, who's a Liverpool fan, and Salah didn't start. They had Andy Robertson didn't start. Kanate's out. He wasn't playing at all. Allison wasn't playing. But his name's Kelleher. He's good. So, like, that's not that big of a deal.
I can't stand that guy, dude. He's way too good.
He's so good. And who else? Jota's out, who would have easily bagged that Diaz couple of hitters. But, yeah, they've been playing well. Like, tying a man to that Man City team. Now, granted, Pep did – yank Kevin De Bruyne in like the 65th minute for no reason.
Why did he do that, dude? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was they're looking good. I'll say that. They are looking good.
Have you ever seen this?
I think I've never popped up in another auction.
I've never seen this. It's a Ferrari Panini. Like
it was a 2020 Chrome before 2020 Chrome.
Yeah, 1980 Panini F1 Grand. I didn't even know Panini ever made any sort of F1 stuff. Maybe I'm just dumb and I just didn't pay attention enough. But
well, obviously that's not the case. Tell us the backstory of this car.
I don't know it, so I'm dumb. Dumb about that card. That's pretty sick, though. I mean, that thing was at like $200 and pretty sweet. Oh, there's a McLaren one also.
Yeah, not as cool. Looks like a candy bar.
It does look like a candy bar. That's a great comparison, my guy.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for. The great references, like meme references and pointing out funny things, but the knowledge.
Like anyone need a meme, you know where to go. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. So we are now at 10 p.m., 12 seconds left in this. And we are about to see. How was that 10?
I guess Jabroni, what's going on? Pump for the Brewers season, yes.
Yes. Julian's got his cosmic chrome Brewers hat on.
I do like this hat a lot.
You love and to
wish,
see it.
I wish I had the funds, so I do have the funds, but like I'm not willing to pay for Bally Sports. It's really annoying.
Well, I wish that they put that onto the regular TV here at some point.
It's very annoying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, Brewers season starts here pretty soon. I'm actually kind of sick of the spring training. I've probably said it too much for people to watch our Fanatics live streams, but I'm just like, I'm ready for the regular season, man. I just can't get into the spring training when they're not on TV. They don't broadcast them here, and it's just like, yeah, it's just not the same. So regular season, please come soon. And March Madness and stuff, please come soon, because I am pumped for that. Big Ten tournament starts on Wednesday, right? But that's like who doesn't have a bye, or is that us?
Okay. No. So it's the top four teams get double byes. The next four, which we're in, is single bye, and then the rest have to play the first day.
Right.
So we're gonna be playing Thursday.
Oh, we play Thursday?
Yeah.
Do you know what time yet?
No. I'm pretty sure it's Thursday, but I'm not completely sure.
Got it. Peg Drunk, nice, man. I hope you have fun. I think last year I went to opening day for the Brewers. This year I won't be able to. I'm going to a game in May and a game in June and probably some more on top of that at different points in time. So.
And why won't you be able to go, Aaron?
What?
Why won't you be able to go?
Just because I probably won't go.
Oh.
I don't remember.
It's Blackstock's field trip.
Yeah, might not be a bad idea. Let's see what date of the week do we open? I think we open
our home collaborative. Open. They're looking real good.
Dude, I know
you went to the Marquette game. How'd that go? I know they lost, but like,
dude, well, there's no Tyler Kolek. Which is
then that was pretty close for
no, it was actually. Marquette climbed way back in the second half, and Kolek is super fun to watch. My parents are big Marquette fans. I'm obviously a Badger fan first and foremost all the time, but like if they're playing if they're playing UConn though at home, like that building was rocking, dude. I could not believe how loud that was compared to box games. The place was absolutely like erupting at everything, and then they shot the lights out UConn. They shot like 60% from three for most of the game. No Kolek hurt, though. One assist for Marquette at half. To be a basketball team and have one assist at half, dude, that is terrible. Like, you aren't passing the ball at all. You aren't working in the good shots. Pretty crazy that even they were that close to UConn, given how good UConn is. But UConn, they're really good, but they've had games where they also weren't so good this year. And I think that any team could lose at any given time. And Houston is very, very good, but Houston could lose at any given time. And
the madness of March.
Exactly.
It's actually, at this point, a guarantee that like there's going to be a team that's going to get upset because there's always a team.
You remember last year, Purdue lost in the first round, second time ever, number one seed lost in the first round. Yeah, I wouldn't complain
if that happened again.
And neither would I at all. I can't stand them.
Is it a disappointing season that happens to them?
To Purdue?
Yes.
If they lose in the first round again?
Yeah, like would you say as a season as a whole was disappointing, or would you use that word?
Yeah.
They were talking about this during the game.
Yeah, obviously it is.
I'd say so too.
Who said it wasn't?
Well, no, they weren't necessarily saying that, no, it wasn't, but they've been so good and they've broken so many records that, like, would you say they had, like, a pretty disappointing season if that happened? And they were saying, yeah.
Dude, anytime you have that good of a team and you don't make it out of even the first round, that's a disappointment. Like, conference titles are obviously nice, but when you're that good, like, just like City won all those Premier Leagues. Everyone would kind of say is disappointed until they won the Champions League, and they had to get Haaland for that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's not even like Haaland really did anything on their way to the Champions League, honestly. Needed
to break 100 freaking financial rules.
Exactly. All right, everyone, join the giveaway below. Drop a number one for the Daisy. We've got the Daisy cracked ice. Is a top hits, some singer, I think, the blue hair.
Yeah.
That's weird. Billy Joe Armstrong. There you go.
How do I know that name?
I was gonna say Billy Joel is a very popular singer. It's Billy Joe Armstrong, not Billy Joel. Who Billy Joel's a stud, but I don't even know who that is.
He is Green Day.
Oh, he is Green Day? Did someone say that?
I recognized him.
Oh, well, okay. I do know who that is. I just never actually seen
Green Day's goated
with blue hair. I do like Green Day's music. They got some good rock songs for sure. Na, 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 na. Oh. Keep going. we got a lot of comments coming in with the giveaways. Everyone, thanks so much for dropping us some comments. You got two more minutes. 10:08 Central Time. We'll give you until to join up on the giveaway. We are getting pretty close here to the end of the auction already, I think. Let's see, how many items are left? I know there's probably a lot of Pokemon still out there.
Once again, guys, if Aaron chooses you, we deeply apologize.
Yep. It's at 20. It's at 24 right now.
Oh.
So pick one.
Scouting, so
we got to pick one here. All right, I'm going with the the Scenes of the World, the Tower of London, PSA 5.
Did yours get a bid or no?
No. Wait, yeah, okay. I did. Go with something that's in the next round. No, just it doesn't have a bid yet.
I'll go with the Sidney Crosby.
As it
2009.
Gets as it gets a bid.
Well, I thought you just said choose one with a bid.
I hope that mine gets a bid. Nah, it's fine. I don't care.
Did you not just say choose one with a bid?
I thought that you asked me that like as it was going to the next round, but it doesn't matter.
Because I didn't know if you chose one that was like just like moved on or.
I don't care. We're all good. My thing's moving on to the next round. So you got the Sidney Crosby. I think the Green Day's.
Green Day. It did get extended.
God. You should have. You should. That's not my fault. It's not. We got a lot of people in on this Daisy, dude. People want the Daisy bad. Jabroni, do you guys do fantasy baseball? Want to try out? Never done it before. No, I don't play fantasy baseball just because way too much checking and switching and looking and commitment for myself with all the business happenings. Okay, that's not true. We know that. We know I commit to many things. We are like every Sunday I'm here. Every Sunday I'm here. There you go. We've got the I like someone that showed up with 5 minutes left in the episode when the Niners in the Super Bowl. I'm just giving you a hard time about that. My heart, it's dead. Just giving you a hard time. All right, everyone, giveaways closed off. But I got this Tower of London still moving on, and your Sidney Crosby's about to end. So
yeah, who's that? Snorlax. That's you. Anytime we go out to eat.
Well, that is mean.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean it's like where you're just like, I ate too much.
That's true.
I need to sit on the couch.
So it's like comparing me to Snorlax is a choice, but okay.
Yeah, that didn't come out very great.
I don't think so either. I think
like where he just like tired. You get tired of me.
To be fair, I do complain quite often that I eat too much, though.
So. Yeah, almost like every time.
Yeah, I think anyone would say that. Alrighty. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you saw, but Carl Anthony Towns tore meniscus and stuff.
Yeah.
Naz Reid is absolutely balling out. Like, he's really, really, really good.
He's been doing some, like, even when Carl Anthony Towns was playing, he was.
You're right. He's really good even when Towns is playing. Your Crosby's still going. And he's stepping into this role now of being able to score more. And gosh, I think he had like 20 points in the third quarter against the, or 20 points by the third quarter against the Lakers tonight.
Wow. And he scored 34 against the Cavs?
Did he?
Wow.
Dude, yeah, no, he's really good. And they signed him to that like 3-year deal, like $10 million a year deal, which was an absolute steal. He's an undrafted free agent. And big time addition there for the Wolves and signing to keep.
Yeah, him and going. Then Peg Jung Sengun, he had to get wheeled out in a wheelchair.
Wow,
I didn't see him play, but
yeah, no, I saw that dude. That stinks. He's been going crazy too, dude. He's a stud, super stud.
What was the card you chose?
I chose that Tower of London thing. Both our cards are still going. 1911, bro. Once this 10 minutes, well, they're both moving on, so I guess we'll do the giveaway right now. All right, everyone, here we go.
Apologize.
Here we go. You tell me to apologize?
Yes.
All right. One. Two. I'm going with Craven Cards.
I was gonna choose that one. That's wild. We do that too much. I'll go with In Memory of Tomorrow.
Peg Junk. Come on. Why did I pick Peg Junk? No.
Oh, Red. My gosh. Hey, Red. Ours is right next to each other.
Cute. Dang it, man. Congrats to Peg Jung. I'm not mad that
he said, he said, dang it. Dang it. It was Peg Jung.
No, congrats, Peg Jung. I just, as you know, I stink at picking the right person here. So,
yours got a bid.
It did get a bid. We're looking good. But Peg Jung, there you go. Email me your key, and we will get that transferred over to you. That Daisy, congrats on your Daisy. And Snorlax just sold at 26.40.
Back-to-back weeks, I've done well with the card guessing. I'm feeling very proud of myself.
Yeah, we're you don't have a bid, though. I got a bid. See, you didn't win last week, though. You got one away.
Yeah, but still, my track record had not been great.
That's
see, true. I improve on this, unlike someone else who doesn't improve on their guessing.
What do you mean? Dang, Craven got a... condemned to no giveaway win here.
Yeah, sorry about that. We apologize. You're done.
Oh, you just got that last second bid.
Yeah. Nobody wants a world scenes of world the Tower of London. That's not even a tower.
Dude, it's going up by like a dollar every round right now.
Which is dangerous because you can go on for a while.
I know. It's got a long runway here right now.
No one wants that card. PSA 5? Come on. Nobody wants that card. 1911 should be in pristine condition.
PSA 10's only from 1911. Yeah. Nothing else. Next week, we got another great episode on the way, and there's also that massive Caitlin Clark Super Fractor ending, which I gotta go check that thing out. Again, that was a crazy card. I think that Real Music told me to share it a little bit bigger. Oh, let's go.
Come on.
Moving on. He's done. He's done. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Even there popped up with the...
I know. I thought you were still in. Oh, it's just me and Barry Sanders, too. Can you imagine I get this right? There was
Barry Sanders. 20... Come on, Barry Sanders.
Oh, this card is clean. Those super fractor swirls are super...
Yeah, I thought someone did buy this.
I think that S. Blez did. C. Blez is older brother.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I didn't know.
He pulled it, and then he bought it, and then he graded it, and now here it is in auction.
S. Blez, what's going on?
I thought he was Caitlin Clark's biggest fan, he said.
I'm just
messing around. Time is now, I guess, right? But
yeah, to be fair, he probably saw the super fractor first off, so, and he's like,
obviously her market's insane right now, so that is definitely the it's good timing to say the least. And I am going to win this thing. I'm definitely going to win this thing.
No, come on, Barry. That Barry Sanders card is so sick. I think anybody would want that.
No.
Come on. Come on.
I'm going to dub.
No.
I'm going to dub.
I can't have that.
You're going to dub. I don't think that Caitlin Clark's bust rate might be the smallest of all time.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be very, very, very hard for her to.
Yeah, I don't see. I think obviously anything can happen, but I think of all of the different number and overall picks, I'd say that it's
the translation is pretty clear from college women's basketball to professionals. Like for the people who absolutely dominate.
Yeah, I would probably say that it is very good translation rate. One takeaway college. I'm confused by that comment, Real Music.
He's saying like it wouldn't take away from her college.
Oh, career?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it definitely wouldn't. And I just think that her potential, and I'm not saying that like – I'm not even saying this from a card perspective, but her potential to like – transcend and build a brand bigger than herself is uncanny, and I think that she'll do in the WNBA also. I for one know that I will watch her play in the WNBA. I don't know if anyone else will, but or that's like watching here, and I know other people will, but I for one will tune into her games. And she's going to play with Aaliyah Boston, who was the number one overall pick last year off South Carolina. And though that they actually played each other in the semifinal, I think it was last year, I think. So it should be a very fun season for Indiana Fever fans. I thought his ticket price is like 3x in price or something like that. After they heard,
you're going to go on forever.
I know. I'm like, what the heck? I thought I'd be all locked up right now. Big dub. Yeah, she's definitely a blockbuster, sir. Real Music, always appreciate the chats every Sunday. Julian is in his, like, grandpa falling asleep state right now.
It's past my bedtime.
That's not true.
No, it's
not. We know that. At this point, I'm willing to concede the L just to wrap up this episode.
For you heard it. You heard it. He's okay with the L. Give him the L.
Jay's just chilling here, bidding on this London Tower thing. Oh, man. Well, I did ask for it, so I think I just received what I asked for. Oh.
Yes!
All right. Well, back-to-back weeks, you and I are one card away. Back-to-back weeks, we're one card away. That. Yeah, we're built like that. All right, everyone. Thanks again for a great episode. Another Cyapsonic Sunday in the book, 112 here. Make sure to come back next week for 113. Big cards ending. Super fun episode this week. Thank you, Julian, for picking some cards to highlight. And of course, you're welcome. We'll see everyone next week.